Millennials are just getting started out, but falling out of the middle class in droves. It's the Business News Hour for Thursday, the 11th day of April. Thanks, everybody, for being with us again today. The markets closed mixed, and we'll tell you why. It's nearly here, the Uber IPO. Walmart and Amazon are now in a tax war. The National Pork Board shuts down the annual Pork Expo this year. The Des Moines International Airport hit a record passenger count in March, and why? That matters. Those stories, the markets, and our restaurant of the week is Range Grill and Golf with owner Steve Garrels. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You can reach out to us on Twitter. You can reach me at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. For the broadcast, it's at IOB_NewsHour. Easy, no? Well, according to a report released today, millennials are dropping out of the middle class in large numbers, and not just in other nations, but here in the United States as well. The report from the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development says in the United States, a single worker must earn roughly $23,000 to $62,000 a year to be considered middle class. Half of all middle-income households in wealthier countries now struggle to make ends meet. The global middle class is witnessing an historic hollowing out, with younger generations struggling to find their financial foothold in many wealthier countries around the world, including the United States. Only 6 in 10 millennials earn enough to be considered middle class, compared with 7 out of 10 baby boomers at the same age. Younger generations are bearing the brunt of the middle class decline, with each subsequent generation are less likely to achieve financial stability compared with the boomers. So what's driving the decline? Well, there's a number of things, including an increasingly precarious labor market where automation is eroding some middle-class jobs. On top of that, the cost of services required to maintain a middle-class lifestyle, like housing, education, and healthcare, they're all rising far more rapidly than incomes, ejecting many workers from the middle class. The report says the fact that so many young families are struggling should be setting off alarm bells for other areas of the economy. Well, the Dow fell today by 14 points. The NASDAQ was also off, and the S&P 500 was flat. So what's going on? Well, investors are waiting. They're waiting for earnings reports that some believe will be positive, but earnings are going to be driven by sales. And is there enough dollars in the consumer's wallet to make all of that happen? Stocks initially rose as investors cheered progress on the U.S.-China trade talks, but things settled down before the close. And I'll have all the numbers for you coming up in the Wall Street Report. Today, Uber released its long-awaited IPO prospectus. The company will list on the New York Stock Exchange under the symbol UBER, Uber. How convenient, right? The company has self-reported unaudited financials for several quarters, one of the few tech giants expected to debut this year to do so. Uber reported 2018 revenue of $11.2 billion. The company posted net income of $997 million last year. The filing comes just 2 weeks after rival Lyft debuted on the public markets. The two ride-hailing companies had been racing toward the public markets practically in tandem, though Uber's offering is likely to be significantly larger and one of the largest offerings this year. The company was previously reported to be seeking a valuation of up to $120 billion. Amazon and Walmart are in a war over worker pay. And now, corporate taxes. Today, after Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos issued a challenge to other retailers, not naming which ones specifically, to match Amazon's pay and benefits, Walmart responded. Here's what Bezos wrote in his annual letter to shareholders. Quote, Today, I challenge our top retail competitors, you know who you are, to match our employee benefits and our $15 minimum wage. Do it. Better yet, go to $16 an hour and throw the gauntlet back at us. It's the kind of competition that will benefit everyone, end quote. Well, Walmart's Executive Vice President of Corporate Affairs, Dan Bartlett, then shared an article on Twitter that said Amazon paid zero in federal taxes on more than $11 billion in profits last year. He wrote, quote, "Hey, retail competitors out there, you know who you are. How about paying your taxes?" End quote. No response from Amazon. You've heard of activist investors. How about activist employees? In an unprecedented move, more than 3,500 Amazon employees signed their names to a letter that urged Jeff Bezos to create a comprehensive climate change plan for the company. The letter, published online and addressed to the Amazon CEO and Amazon's board of directors, called for a company-wide plan backed by six principles. They include a complete transition away from fossil fuels rather than relying on carbon offsets and prioritization of climate impact when making business decisions. Amazon employees have challenged the management before on issues ranging from the lack of diversity on its board of directors to selling its facial recognition software to the police. But those groups of employees did not speak publicly with their names attached. That changed today. Citing extreme caution, the National Pork Board, based in Clive, Iowa, has canceled the annual pork expo that was slated for June. The reason? Well, the association wants to prevent a highly contagious disease from entering the United States. African swine fever has been discovered in China and other countries, but has not yet made an appearance here. The National Pork Producers Council said it would be safest for the U.S. herd to cancel the World Pork Expo, which attracts about 20,000 visitors annually to the Iowa State Fairgrounds. Visitors attend from 40 countries, including areas that have tested positive for the disease. And then there's this. More passengers flew into and out of the Des Moines International Airport in March than in any other month in its 71-year history. A record-breaking 263,098 passengers went through the state's largest airport last month. That's an increase of 12.6% from last March and an increase of 4.8% from any other month on record. And those figures will be used to continue the argument that the Des Moines International Airport needs new facilities to meet the growing demand. Planners of a new terminal project say the airport, which was built in 1948, will be operating above capacity once it reaches 3 million passengers a year. The airport already is experiencing congestion at ticket lines, baggage claim, security, and at airline gates. The cost of the new project would be about $500 million and is high on a list of priorities that will be discussed in Washington, D.C., as over 200 business and civic leaders descend on the Capitol next month. It was a wait-and-see sort of day on Wall Street as the Dow lost 14 points, falling to 26,143 as Apple slipped by 0.8. The S&P 500 was unchanged at 2888, and the NASDAQ shed 0.2 to end the day at 7947. So what are investors waiting for? Earnings reports. And JPMorgan Chase and Wells Fargo are among the companies set to kick off the latest earnings season tomorrow, which Wall Street believes will be rough. FactSet estimates first quarter earnings for the S&P 500 to fall 4.2%, which would mark the worst earnings season since 2016. Now, if that happens, look for some sell-offs coming in the next couple of weeks. Stocks initially rose today as investors cheered progress on the U.S.-China trade talks. The Wall Street Journal reported that China agreed to open its cloud computing sector to foreign companies in an attempt to sweeten the deal with the U.S. Meanwhile, in Europe, EU leaders and British Prime Minister Theresa May culminated a flexible extension of the UK's departure from the bloc until October 31st. Happy Halloween. Gold tanked today by $17.17 to end the trade at $1,296.20 an ounce. Oil lost 90 cents to close at $63.71, and the 10-year T-note gained a tad, paying 2.49%. When we come back, we'll introduce you to Steve Garrels, the owner of Range Grill and Golf. It's a really cool restaurant that just so happens to have a state-of-the-art golf simulator some interesting menu items, and signature cocktails that rival anything, anywhere. Steve Garrels, coming up next here on the Business News Hour.